Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on planet Earth. Want to apologize for the delay. You're tuned into the one and only Luna Lounge with myself, Israel, and Josie. I don't know why my screen is looking a little bit dark. I think I need to sort out the lighting. A little bit cloudy outside. Maybe that's to do with it. I don't know. But it's been the same lighting. But yeah, today I'm looking just a little bit dark. Do I need to move closer? Do I need to move back? I don't know. I think I need stronger lights. It is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Live every Wednesday from 12:30 p.m. UK time. Time a little bit late today. Apologies for that. Thank you for you guys who have tuned into the show. Now, okay, there's a little bit of an issue here. And this is one of the reasons why I was late. I was having difficulty here with my with my Facebook, with my social media. I should be live on Instagram. Should be live on Instagram, should be live on YouTube, but I can't get, well, I can't see no YouTube. Shout out to everybody there in on the Instagram. I can see Elena. Faye, shout out to Faye. Shout out to Verity, the Virgo. Good afternoon, Faye. Hi there, Verity the Virgo. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Hope you can hear me loud and clear. Although, hello. Keep any questions coming so that I know that. But I'm just noticing here on my my end here. I don't know. I'm not getting any. Oh, okay. Well, Yvette's here now. Thank God for that. So that does work. So I thought that wasn't working. So you're obviously tuning in from the YouTube, I believe. Yeah, is that correct, Yvette? Shout out to Michelle, all the way from USA. Welcome to the show. Later on, of course, we're going to have Tarot Card of the Week. So I'll be pulling up that later on. Competition time. I'll be announcing maybe or maybe not a winner. But that will be later on in the show with any other announcements. Shout out to See It Right There. What a name. I love it. See It Right There. See you right there. See It Right There. Sorry. Welcome to the show. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for confirming, Yvette. It was a tad a little bit delayed today. But I was just having a little bit of issues here. Karen. Oh, welcome to the show, Karen. It's you. Okay, then. All right. Is it the Karen I'm thinking of? Have we met? I know a few Karens. I was having a bit of issue. So apologies for those of you who may be on Facebook. Maybe you might not be seeing me. I'm not too sure. But I should be like, well, I am live on Instagram. Surely, of course I am, because I'm getting the response. Yes. Okay. Shout out to Liz Norman Astrology. I love it. Welcome to the show on Instagram as well. Okay, so Faye's confirming that, yeah, you guys can hear me. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment, and we'll be looking what else we can be looking forward to throughout the month of June, of course. So, yeah, what is the weather like where you are? Yeah, I can see a little bit of blue sky, but it's looking kind of cloudy. Okay, what else? Listen. Too much on my mind here. Just before I start doing a little bit of gossiping, right? Just to let you know that this podcast is available on all podcast platforms: Amazon, Apple, Spotify. You can find the Lunar Lounge there. With myself, Israel Josie. So if you're tuning in for the first time, it's a show which aims to inform, educate, enlighten about the cosmos, about the power of astrology, cosmology, mythology, numerology, tarot, philosophy, you know, life as a whole. So it is what it is. Faye said, oh, I started on YouTube, ended up on Instagram. Now back on YouTube again. Okay. You can switch. I don't think there's a, you know. Shout out to Miss Scarzi, Miss Scarlett. How you doing? Welcome to the show. So, yeah, keep your questions coming. Let me know what the weather's like where you are. What part of the world are you, messaging from? I know where some of you are messaging from, but, you know, not all of you. If you're on Facebook, let me know. Because I'm getting those circles with the... I'm getting one of them. So it is what it is. What is this now? I'm getting... Okay, oh, God. Texas, leave me alone. Not interested. So, what's it I was going to say? What has been happening in the news? What is up there? Nothing major. The usual suspects. The PDD trial. I've kind of like lost. I'm like, let's just wait for the verdict, right? Okay. But it does look like he's going to get off, isn't it? Let's face it. But yeah, that seems to be the main thing actually in the news, which is out there. I think Donald Trump is obviously up to his usual contact. Actually, it's been a bit quiet, or maybe it's just me not being listening to the news. So it is what it is. What else is something that has been in the news of lately that I've heard of? Anything jogging my mind? No, nothing really. It is what it is. What is happening in the neck of your woods right now? I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, so we'll be looking at what's happening there. Shout out to Yasmin, or Yasmi, as it says. Welcome to the show, to the Lunar Land show. Like I said, it's a show which aims to educate, entertain. Slight entertain, a bit of humor. You've got to have a laugh, right? But inform, enlighten, and about how the cosmos is having its effects down here on Earth. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show. Keep your questions coming. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. I was trying to think. There was something that I did want to discuss. I did want to talk about. But it's again, mine's all over the place. I'm doing like 10 million things at once. It's like that time of the year, gotta get this done, gotta get that done, gotta get the website done, all that kind of stuff. Well, the website's pretty much done. I'm actually speaking to the developer, so hey, you guys who are signing up to the course, make it a little bit quick. I think that's the only thing that worked well. I think they said the prices are going to be going up today, if not tomorrow. So yeah, I think there might be still room for that discount. There might be. But not if the prices go up. Anywho, welcome to the Lunar Land Show. I'll be talking about that later on and be giving a plug. If anybody's on Facebook, please let me know what the heck is happening here. What is this now? Something's up, man. Something's up with this Facebook thing. Okay, thank you very much. My internet was restored. Yeah, but I knew that. I'm just trying to see. What's happening here? I don't know. But I've got my Facebook back, I think. Thoughts on the earthquakes and volcano. That's it. That's what I was going to discuss. Thanks a lot, Karen. You reminded me. Yeah, there has been quite a few earthquakes and volcanoes. There's a volcano erupting in the south of Italy, that region. There's something about the tectonic plates in Africa, they're all connected, aren't they? But there's something about Africa. Apparently, Africa's moving north. So as it's moving, it's shifting the tectonic plates or that region, which is having an impact on Europe, which is obviously at the top northern part of Africa. So as Africa's moving north, it's shifting the landscapes and the tectonic plates, and this is why we are certain parts of Europe will be experiencing quite a number of earthquakes and volcanoes and maybe even tsunamis as well. Talk about irony. But yeah, that's what it is. Also as well, if any of you guys know about solar flares, there's been an enormous amount of solar flares. So we have what's known as solar flares. So the sun burning in its gigantic ball of fire and helium and hydrogen and, you know, pumping out all this massive energy, which makes us live. Remember, it's the sun that makes us live. Without the sun, no life. So the sun, which is pumping out all this energy, often will have these kind of bursts of what is known as solar flares. And these solar flares direct come to Earth, and they have huge impacts. Astrologically, we've seen them have impacts perhaps on the stock markets of human events, maybe people protesting. Now, there was something to do with where was it? What was it? There was something about an Egyptian fella about protesting in somewhere in America, and it kicked off or something like that. For those of you on that side of the pond, can you fill us in what went on over there? But it's something to do with an Egyptian. Apparently, he was an immigrant or something like that, and there was something about, you know, I don't know the course of the story, but something looked like it was kind of. But this is where we get a lot of this. We're getting a lot of this. Huge sort of like events or movements or protests, perhaps, that we'll often get, you know, in an accordance with this. I'm wondering if it's my camera that's not making is why the lighting is like that. Ah, that's a bit better. So it was the camera. I got you. A little bit better. But these solar flares are often, they coincide with a lot of rays of activity, you know, whether it's protests, riots, people versus government, volcanoes, earthquakes, things of that nature will tend to, you know, will tend to flare up. So the solar flares are really being on a rise of lately. They're big. So we can expect some real, I don't want to say catastrophes, but catastrophic events. But we will definitely see some major shifts and major changes, that's for sure. Shout out to Mary. How you doing? Welcome. All the way from Canada, I believe. So there's all this stuff that's going on. But yeah, with the earthquakes, with the volcano, because I had a friend who was in south of Italy a few weeks ago, and she said she saw the ashes. A bit when the volcano started to erupt, and she sort of like saw the ashes. And apparently, another friend of mine who's from Italy was saying that apparently it's overflowing, the lava's coming down. Nobody has died yet, but there are people who live nearby who may have to, you know, leg it. So yeah, it's an 11th year cycle. The flares are an 11 year cycle. So, I mean, let's see. It's going to be an interesting one. We're in for a treat. However, when I do bring up the chart for the moment, we shall be seeing other things also at work. Keep your comments, keep your questions coming. Shout out to Mason all the way from New York. Shout out to Pretty. How are you doing? Very pretty you are. Shout out to Pretty. I hope you and your husband are well. Hope for the family as well. And thanks a lot for those of you who are tuned in into the Instagram. Mason Tao, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Who's that? Renika? Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Kalita. Or is it Kanita? Is it Rina Kanita? I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. forgive if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. But you guys on social media, you need to start coming up with a bit more creativity in terms of so-called people can pronounce your name. I think you just put any alias there. You know, it's not so straightforward. You know, what happened to the straightforward names? Like, you know, John, you know, Pam. You know, these are simple names, right? Faye. Yeah, Angela. I like it. Straightforward. Mary. What happens to these names? What are all these ones, eh? But it is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Yeah, like the smile there, pretty. Yes, nice one. So so the flares are coming, so we can expect some huge shifts again, also as well, since Saturn has gone into Aries. That's a very, you see, 0 degrees Aries is a very, 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 very critical degree, right? And when planets, big planets like Saturn, move there, definitely we're in for some shifts, right? We may witness a few riots or huge protests. I know people are always kind of protesting. That's the thing now these days, isn't it? You know, not happy with something. Yeah, march, protest. But we may see some real huge shaker ones. So that's going to be interesting. Now, just going back to the earthquakes and the volcanoes, me and my colleagues at the Astrologe the other day we noticed that planets at the later degrees of the fixed signs, the fixed zodiac signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. We were finding patterns where we saw planets at the end of the fixed signs, either Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius. Now, who's at the late degree right now of a fixed sign? Uranus. So Uranus is also is on a fixed star called Algol. I think he's just passed it. But we'll have a look in a moment. That is quite catastrophic. Uranus is linked with earthquakes. Neptune can be linked with earthquakes. Mercury can be linked with earthquakes also as well. So we've got three potential planets there that can be linked with earthquakes, right? So depending what these planets are perhaps doing in the nation, in the country that are experiencing these earthquakes, needs to be definitely looked at. Very often when Uranus perhaps hits a sensitive point in the chart, it can bring up things like that, earthquakes, or Neptune, and even Mercury as well. Or perhaps maybe a transit to Neptune. A transit to Mercury can bring about earthquakes as well. So it's one to definitely watch out for. Mary's asking, is that why the wildfires are raging so early too in Canada? Are you joking? I didn't even know about that. But if that is the case, the answer is yes, 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 and yes. That's for sure. I'm going to start doing something here, bringing up the charts of the countries. I do have charts of quite a number of countries. I should have Canada. It shouldn't be too hard. Thanks to the likes of Nick Campion, who wrote the book on the world horoscopes. So he's got all the countries and their horoscopes and their charts and stuff like that in terms of when they were established and so on and so forth. So good stuff. Great book. So I do have the chart of Canada. So it will be quite interesting to see what transits that you are having or experiencing. But also looking at, you know, geographical or geolocality in terms of what's happening there, like I was saying earlier on, because of Africa moving northwards, it's putting a certain amount of pressure on the tectonic plates of Europe, of Southern Europe. So they're going to be experiencing, you know, quite a few volcanoes and earthquakes. So I think that's looking quite interesting. Shout out to Noir. How you doing? Great speaking with you yesterday. Hey, Dinah's in the building. Welcome, Dinah. Yeah, all the way from Dubai. We've got people in Dubai here. You know, we've got Dubai listeners here. I think Dubai is like number 4 in terms of people who download my podcast. Dubai, you know, I wouldn't have thought people in Dubai have got time. Thought you're living the nice life in Dubai, eh? Aren't you not? Don't worry, I'll be coming over to join you soon. we all like that nice life, don't we? Of course we do. But yeah, so it's quite interesting. The reason why I said irony earlier on, because, you know, if Northern Africa, I mean, and don't get me wrong, you know, African countries, there's more than enough that is going through their, you know, their trials and tribulations, isn't it? But if they, if this thing about Africa moving north, it's quite nature is a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it's quite alarming on one level, but also amazing as well. I mean, look at the continent of Africa. I mean, you're talking about a huge, second biggest continent on the planet, if not the first, and it's moving, really? It's mad. But apparently it's moving north. Which, I don't know. I don't want to go too much into that. But it's moving north. So it's shifting the tectonic plates, which is affecting southern parts of Europe. So could you imagine if there gets devastated? Well, what, you know what's going to be happening, don't you? They're going to start blaming Africa for that. Could you imagine if you start getting an influx of immigrants stuff coming from southern Europe going back into Africa? Wouldn't be the first, would it? For different reasons, of course. But it could be something. You know, the world's a funny place. Life is a funny place. As humans, experience funny things. Make no mistake about it. Yeah, look forward to seeing you two soon, Dinah. I should have been in Dubai this month. For someone's birthday. Gemini season. Shout out to you, Geminis. But yeah, it's quite Karen. It's very fascinating. But yeah, that's going to be something to watch out for, these world catastrophes. But yeah, solar flares are on the rise. So Mary, thanks a lot for you. I didn't even know that the wildfires had started in Canada. I never really, is it, I take it the wildfires are on the west. Can you keep me up to date, Mary? My Canadian correspondent. I take it it's on the west side of Canada, right? I wouldn't have thought wildfires are on the east. I don't think they're where Toronto is and all that lot. They should be on the other side, right? Am I correct in saying that? You know, wildfires is something, well, of course, we always associate with places like Canada. I said Canada. California, on the west coast. Let's see. Well, I hope they don't get another one. I don't think the people have recovered from last one. Yes, it started on the west. Yeah, I would have thought so. Okay. Well, life's a funny thing, but we just got to keep on with it. We've got to keep doing what we can do. Anywho, let's go to the chart of the moment and let us see what the chart for now is saying. We got a moon in Virgo. Moon is right at the end of Virgo, 29 Virgo. Does that mean that we're going to be quite particular? I've run out of water. Look at that. Might gonna have to go get another bottle. I kind of run out of water during the show. How ill prepared could I be? So moon's at the end of Virgo. Anywho, what is happening in the cosmos? Well, we've got all this stuff here in Gemini, Sun in Gemini, Mercury in Gemini, Jupiter in Gemini. Although Jupiter's not going to be there for much longer, he's only got, 5 days left, and he's going to be moving into Cancer. I cannot wait. I think this is going to be the big news. This is going to be the good news for the year, especially for you water signs. Any Cancerians in the building? Any Cancerians? Any, you know, Scorpios? Any Pisces? Woo, you're about to have a ball. Yeah, make no mistake about it. Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. What's happening here, however? Well, we can still see Saturn here at 0 degrees of Aries. Yeah, just early days yet. It only just moved in recently. Okie doke. The moon is going to be moving into Libra today. So it's going to be opposing Saturn. So you may, people... today, tomorrow may feel a little bit heavy. Yeah, feel a bit like down. Yeah, because the weather. Yeah, it's gonna be down. That's why it's cloudy, you know. That's why it's cloudy. That moon is opposing Saturn. Anyhow, which means that we might get some rain because it's later gonna oppose Neptune. It'll bring some water or fog or mist, depending where you are in the world, over the course of the next few days, of course. Anyhow, let's go to the days and let's have a look at what is happening. Anything happening? Anything interesting happening? Not really. We've got a sextile at the moment with Mercury and Mars. Mercury and Mars are sextiling each other. Mercury's going like top speed. He's going to be sextiling Mars. Mercury will be sextiling Mars exactly in about the next 2 days. Well, tomorrow, actually, not even the next 2 days, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow he's going to be sextiling him exact. What else is happening here? Tomorrow, on the 6th, I spoke about that. On the 6th of June, Venus is going to be moving into Taurus. Beautiful. I love it. I can't wait. I like it when planets move into their own signs. Venus is going to be in Taurus. Mercury's in Gemini. Really good stuff. I don't know about you guys, but I'm doing a lot of intellectual stuff. Doing a lot of writing, a lot of speaking, a lot of teaching, a lot of, yeah, great stuff. Mercury in Gemini. Yeah, bring it on, baby. We love all that stuff. And we have the new moon in Gemini, of course. Which we're still currently under right now. But we will have a full moon in Sagittarius. I'll be speaking about that in a moment. So on the 6th of June, Venus is going to be moving into her own sign, into her old domicile of Taurus. This will be good for any of you Taurus people out there. Some of you guys who've got planets in Taurus, this is going to be a fabulous time. Wherever Taurus is in your natal chart, Venus is going to be transiting it. You're going to be having a beautiful time, wonderful time. Spend money, make money, look lavish, enjoy the luxuries and comforts of life. That is what Venus in Taurus is about. Go, baby, go, baby, go. So, so that should be good. Watch the shopping, people. So Venus will be moving into Taurus. So that will be good. It'll be quite good for you Virgos and Capricorns as well. You'll be getting a trine from it. Be good for Cancers and Pisces as well. You'll be getting a sextile. So coolio, cool stuff. We shall take that. So that's going to be on the 6th of June. We've got Venus moving into Taurus. So that should be good. However, when she does move into Taurus, she's going to square Pluto. She's going to square Pluto. That square will become exact on the 9th. On the 9th of June, we're going to have an exact square, right? On the 9th of June, we're going to have an exact square of Venus Pluto. This is really about deep love. This is about transformation of love. For any of you who are Taurus rising, Libra rising, Taurus sun sign, Libra sun sign, Taurus moon sign, Libra moon sign. For those of you who are Pisces rising, and even Virgo rising, this could be a bit of a spark in your relationship life. But it can also be a great time for you to be resourceful. Do any of you fit under any of those categories which I just mentioned? Taurus rising, Taurus sun sign, Libra sun sign, Virgo rising, Pisces rising, moon in Taurus, moon in Libra. That's for you. So do watch out for this. Venus square Pluto. Now, Venus square Pluto is extremely very very resourceful, very resourceful. So it's also an opportunity, because you see Venus is connected with your talents, so this can also be a time where you can tap into your talents or utilize your talents in a particular way that it can generate you some money, generate you a cash flow. Yeah? We all want a bit of a cash flow, right? Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Shout outs to you. Mary's letting me know, Cancer Rising. Yeah. Yeah, Cancer Rising is different. But Venus will sextile it. It'll be good. It'll be okay. It'll do good. It's not nothing big, but it will be good. So that's good there, Mary. You can lap that up. Nothing wrong with that. We'll take all of that. Shout out to James. James has joined me on the live. Oh, it's you, James. Oh my God. For those of you on Instagram, if you can see James there, give him a follow. Brilliant guy, tell ya, diamond. Shout out to Clan. Is it Clan Mother? Clan Mother Rising. Some of these names you guys are coming up with, I mean, God damn, they're not the simple one. See, James, that's a simple, straight to the point. But yeah, no. Shout out to Clan Mother Rising. See, you're getting your twist tongue right there already. What else we got? So we got Venus square Pluto, right? But also as well with Venus square Pluto, what that also tends to spark, because again, Venus is all about love, right? Venus is all about our relationships and how we connect, both emotionally or intimately, and also friendship and social as well. And Pluto's about change and transformation. So this Venus square Pluto is also a time where we need to let go and cut out anything to do with our relationship life, our money, finances, values, that is no longer serving us. And Pluto gives a kind of regenerational. Is that a word? Regenerational? Am I making shit up again? Yeah, you know, I'm dyslexic. I make shit up like that. Regenerational. Yeah. So the energy of Venus is being asked to be rebirthed, to be reborn, to be stripped of things which are outdated, the baggage. So any emotional baggage. So for any of you guys who may be going through or has gone through and, emotional breakups or relationship breakup in the past, but you're still kind of hanging on. You know how it is, guys. Yeah, we sometimes just hang on. Sometimes it's a bit difficult for us to let go. This is it. So this is going to peak. We're talking from the 6th of June. You can start doing that work 7th of June, 8th of June. But on the 9th of June is going to be the peak of when Venus squares Pluto. Great time for that. So you want to be tapping into that energy, right? And it's there where you find your resource. Yeah? You get some money. Well, it can be money. It doesn't have to be money. But nevertheless, you get to transform that area of your life, which will allow you to move on. You know, carrying dead weight. So this can be a very therapeutic period. Venus square Pluto, guys. Extremely therapeutic. Cut out which is no longer necessary. Cut out the weeds. Get rid of it. Venus square Pluto. That's going to be exact on the 9th. Right? But it starts from the 6th of June, the moment Venus moves into Taurus. Which is going to be when? Monday's going to be the 9th. Friday is going to be the 6th, right? Something like that. Yeah. Also, on the 9th of June, guess what? Mr. Mercury goes into Cancer. Moves into Cancer. I think he moves the day before. I think he moves in on the 8th of June. Mind you, on the 8th of June as well, and even prior to that, I mean, what's today, the 4th? We could start, say, He's moving at electric speed, isn't he? I mean, on the 7th, starting from the 6th, 7th of June, Mercury is going to be conjunct Jupiter. We're going to have a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction. Any stock traders out there? Shit's about to go up. I betcha, betcha, betcha. All you cryptocurrency people and traders, especially those of you who do day trading, yeah, that can be quite good. That will go up for sure. That's for sure. Shout out to Black Mary, who's also joined. Shout out to Outer Shell Alchemy. That's an easy name to remember, isn't it? Outer Shell Alchemy. That's not one you'll forget in a hurry. So, as I was saying, Mercury conjunct Jupiter. Good one for the trade. Good for travel. Am I traveling around that time? Oh, no, it would have gone by there. Yeah, I'm away next week, you know. That's going to be favorable for travel. Good for communications, good for exams, good for anything associated with data, information, communication. Mercury Jupiter is really, really good. Good for trade, like I said also as well. So any of you traders out there, you will be having a good time. Starting from the 6th, 7th of June, which is in about 2-3 days' time. So go for it. Go, 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 baby. On the 8th of June, Mercury is going to be conjunct Jupiter exact. And literally between the 8th and 9th of June, Mercury is going to move into the sign of Cancer. And on that same 9th, Jupiter is also going to move. So both Mercury and Jupiter on the 9th of June are going to move into Cancer. But here's the deal. Now, Jupiter moves into Cancer. Wonderful. Great. Time for expansion. Really great. Extremely fertile there. He's going to be exalted. You can't get a better Jupiter. But as he goes in, he's going to be square Saturn in Aries. But Saturn is in his fall. And this is going to be the last of these two squaring each other. They squared each other last year again while Jupiter was in Gemini. And of course, Saturn was in Pisces. And this is, we're likely going to get a bit of an echo. We're going to get a bit of an echo from the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that happened in 2020 in Aquarius. So we're likely going to get, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the COVID's going to be coming back. However, speaking about COVID, I've been hearing from the grapevine that there is, apparently it's on the rise again. Or some kind of virus. There's always some kind of virus going on, isn't there? Let's face it. There's always some kind of virus that's going on. But apparently, yeah, there's something corona orientated, which is, on the rise. Again, probably tying into solar flares and everything else. Anyhow, going back to this Jupiter, Jupiter's going to square Saturn, right? But Jupiter's in a really strong place, and Saturn, not so much. Plus, Saturn's next to Neptune as well. So I'm going to favor the Jupiter side with this one. However, we can still expect something because squares are about tension. Squares bring in tension, right? But without tension, there's no growth. You don't get the diamond without pressure. So the pressure is going to be on. Expansion versus contraction. Jupiter, Saturn. So this is going to be a very interesting one. So this is going to be on the 9th of June. We're going to be experiencing this. So it's almost like something's getting ready to burst. So we're likely going to see something, perhaps maybe on the world stage, maybe world governments, hopefully not a war. Bloody hell, there's enough of them going on. But anyway, we're likely going to see something. And this is where I'm saying maybe a huge protest, perhaps, maybe a huge backlash from the people versus the government, something huge within the institutional government system, really, like, really coming to, you know, it's going to be that, right? Or maybe Puff Daddy being released. Yeah, right. I don't think that trial's ending anytime soon, is it? You know, I was looking back to the Saturn. I always look back at Saturn cycles. It's always good to look at Saturn cycles. You know, approximately 30 years ago, do you know what big trial was on? Yeah, you got it. O.J. Simpson. Remember? You remember O.J. Simpson, don't you? Oh, you know, that choir boy. The one who wouldn't, you know, hurt a fly. Yeah, poor him. Yeah, O.J. Simpson was on trial. This is one of the reasons why I'm getting a strong idea that Puff Daddy's going to get released because OJ got off. So I think what happens is Puffy gets off but gets done for something else, maybe further down the line or whatever, and then goes to prison. But gets off. Because that was a big trial that was going on then. And if you look back even further then, there was another trial. You got to track these cycles. So, Mr. O.J. Simpson. I didn't do it. By God, he had a bloody good team, didn't he? Yeah, Mr. Johnny Cochran, apparently... Puff Daddy's legal team is on par with the Johnny Cochran's. Hey, well, you got that kind of money. It is what it is. Outer Shell Alchemy says, my twins are turning 4 on the 9th. They're super Mercury ruled with Sun, Moon, Mercury and North Node in Gemini and Virgo rising. Should be interesting. Also, send help. I like that one. That's a classic. That's a classic out of Shell Alchemy. I think you do need help when you've got, you know. So hold on a minute. Listen, people, are you listening to this? Out of Shell Alchemy has twins, right? And they're Gemini. I mean, how symbolic, how synchronicity orientated could you have it, right? Sun, Moon, Mercury, and North Node in Gemini with Virgo rising. Yeah, they're totally Mercury ruled. They must be driving you nuts, especially now with Sun and Mercury in Gemini. Good luck. Anybody got a babysitter? Sorry, let me rephrase. Anybody got two babysitters that can send over to Astral Alchemy? Yeah. Because Mercury is going into Cancer, usually makes them both extra clingy. To me, because Mercury rules the hands, of course. Yeah, definitely. It can definitely be that. That's right. I was 9 during the OJ trial. Okay, yeah, so you would have been young. Shout out to Sonka. Welcome to the show. The Arts of Astrology. Yeah, you've joined us. Welcome to the show. Tiffany's letting me know, talk about my baby's first birthday, June the 12th, and also June the 14th, her birthday party. What, you want me to talk about that? What's going on here? twins, Gemini, Mercury, yikes. Yeah, it's, exactly, Karen. Congratulations, happy Father's Day. or Mother's Day, yeah, I think both. That can be a bit of a handful, I must say. Shout out to Martina, welcome to the show. Adisha Alchemy says, they came to teach me to communicate and they came when I was starting to practice palmistry. Makes sense that they have nothing but Mercury. Yeah. Yeah, children do teach you, that's for sure. I meant boy-girl twins. Okay, cool. They're still twins. They are still twins. Yeah, no escaping that one. Anywho, let's get back to this chart. Like I said, on the 9th of June, it's like we're reaching a peaking point. Now, we could also get, or we could hear about perhaps maybe a common, because the square, there's some kind of reconciliation. So we could also hear maybe the volcano, the earthquake. Again, I'm not wishing it on these people. It's not nice. I don't know what I would do. You know, sometimes, I mean, I don't know if you get it, but I think about these things like, what would I do? I mean, knowing what I know now, if I lived somewhere where I knew there was a, near a volcano, I probably would have moved anyway. But it's not that easy, is it? Especially when you've got family and sentimental connections, and you know, it's just not that easy. You can't just up and leave, you know. You know, some people, you know, leave obviously because they're forced to. You don't have much choice in the matter. But remember that earthquake in where was it? Montserrat? I think it was Montserrat. And the earthquake covered the whole city. It's mad. It's crazy. You know, how those people, you know, recovered from that. It's phenomenal. But yeah, going back to this chart, we may see something about this peaking around the 9th of June, 9th, 10th of June. If I go to the 10th, what is it? Yeah. So yeah, we can see here on the 10th of June here, Jupiter, Saturn, exact square, pretty much, or coming up to it. I think the exact square is going to be with Jupiter and Saturn is going to be more on the 14th of June. Guess whose birthday is on the 14th of June? Shall I give you a hint? I'm the greatest. We're gonna make this country great again. That's it. I'm gonna bring in all the taxes. That's it. Make America. Yeah, 14th of June. His birthday is on the 14th of June. Yeah, the day when Jupiter and Saturn exactly square. Let's watch out what happens with Donald Trump. Maybe he's gonna be a bit in the news. However, he's always in the news, isn't he? But sometimes he's a bit more in the news than others. So this should be quite interesting. 14th of June here, we could expect something big, boom, really coming to the surface, you know, really something really coming out. I've been saying also as well, around this period, I think I would say on the 14th of June, we've also got, on the 14th of June, we've also got Mars square Uranus. Mars square Uranus. Exact on the 14th of June. Yeah. That's quite explosive. So we're going to have Jupiter, Saturn square, and we're going to have Mars and Uranus. Yeah. Be prepared for the unexpected. That's all I'm saying. On the 11th of June, we're going to have a full moon. We're going to have a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. We've got a Sagittarius full moon on the 11th of June. I'm always letting you know about, am I going to be around on the 11th of June? Because the 11th of June is a Wednesday. I will try. That's in 2 weeks' time, right? Is it? Or is it next week? No, it's next week. What am I talking about? I'm losing my days. It's next week, not the week. I keep thinking it's the week after. But I will be away. So that's next week. So I will be here next week. Yeah, I'll be here next week. It's the week after that. I might not be, but let's see. However, on the 11th of June, we are going to, hold on. We're going to be having a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius, around about what, 20 degrees or something like that? Yeah, it's going to be at 20 degrees of Sagittarius. Full moons are always about, you know, things coming to fruition, coming to completion. So we're going to be having a big, a big bang. Because it's quite interesting that this full moon is going to be taking place a few days when Mars square Uranus becomes exact and the Jupiter Saturn also as well is at play. So we can expect some fireworks here, people. Yeah? So start to, you know, I don't want to, I don't like getting into the spirit of fear mongering. Karen's let me know, oh, full moon, pool party. You're having a pool party on the full moon? What, this full moon coming up in Sagittarius? I mean, I know it's in Sagittarius. I mean, by God, Sagittarius does like a bit of fun. It is a bit volatile, however. But again, I don't want to fearmonger. But what I would say, people, I don't think it's about fearmongering. It's not. It's definitely not about that. I don't think it's. But what I would just say is just be mindful. Just be careful in what you're doing. You know, don't be rushed into anything. The full moon is going to be at 20 degrees. It's going to be at 20 degrees of Sag. Is where the full moon is going to be. So just be mindful because we're having a Jupiter square Saturn, right? Jupiter square Saturn. And Jupiter's not just squaring Saturn. Jupiter's also squaring Neptune, which can really fog things out. That can really steam things up. But Jupiter, I'll be more concerned about the Jupiter Saturn because this is the last time that they're going to square each other. Because they squared each other last year, now they're squaring each other again. So it's two squares. One was in the mutable sign last year. Now they're squaring each other in the cardinal sign. New beginnings, right? So something's about to pop here. Make no mistake about it. And then we've got Mars square Uranus. All coming up. You know, it's like the full moon comes and then they become exact a few days later. So watch what is happening in and around you. Just try not to be rushing into anything. Try not to be juggling too many things. Try not to overload yourself, especially from that 11th of June until the 16th of June. I'd say from the 11th of June for the following week. Yeah. Be mindful, people. Outer Shell Alchemy. Pluto is in Aquarius. I think it's the perfect time to focus on building structures that can withstand all the natural disasters, including lava. We have the tech. We need the leaders to take action. Don't know. Lava? I don't know. Well, lava, when it goes cold, it's solidifies, doesn't it? It turns into this kind of turns into rock, doesn't it? I don't know. I don't think it's that simple, Artificial Alchemy. We have the next 20 years to restructure. Aquarius is where we see tear down. What does work to build a stronger foundation? Yeah, it can be a restructuring. I think people, not having a go, Outer Shell Alchemy, I think people, tend to forget that Aquarius is a fixed sign. And again, over the years, over the last, 50, 100 years, perhaps, elements of the planet Uranus interpretation or keywords have been used for Aquarius, and Aquarius being used for Uranus also as well. I mean, the thing is with Aquarius, it's definitely progressive. There's no two ways about that. It's a progressive zodiac sign. It's humane orientated. It's an air sign. But it's fixed. And I think people forget this. And this is one of the reasons why Uranus couldn't rule Aquarius. There's nothing fixed about Uranus. Another topic for another day. Sign up to the courses. Get to know more. I give you the whole insight. With Pluto in Aquarius, yes, I feel there is going to be like a rebirth, or there can be a rebirth of socialism, of humanity. ideologies, one could say, which could feed into what you were saying there, Outer Shell Alchemy, in terms of, you know, the natural disasters and creating the buildings for it. But sometimes I don't think, I think sometimes with this technology stuff, I think, don't get me wrong, technology is moving super quick, like super quick. And, you know, everything's new, is updated, dated. But sometimes I think also, as well as human beings, we're over expecting certain things as well with some of this technology. Can't it do this? You know, okay, will, but, you know, not now, you know. So, I think that's interesting. I mean, let's see. I think things may also quicken or maybe speed up when Uranus moves into Gemini. Because when Uranus moves into Gemini, he's going to trine Pluto. Pluto's moving retrograde now as well. Outer Shell is there letting me know. I'm also accounting that the traditional ruler of Aquarius will be in Aries. Oh, most definitely. Cardinal. Okay, we'll be entering a mutable zone. I hear that. I like your take, Outer Shell Alchemy. We're on the same page there. This fixity sometimes with Aquarius, Aquarius can be rather fixed, but I mean, let's watch this space. I think we're in for a treat with Pluto in Aquarius, that's for sure. And hopefully things can get moved on. But sometimes these things are not easy. Idea-wise, yes, they're great. Things are always great in theory, but when it comes to the real thing, when it comes to the earthy practical, then sometimes it doesn't always fit in that nice neat box. But hopefully time to perfect these, like you said, these building structures that can withstand natural disasters. Well, they've got quite a few, haven't they, in Asia. They've got some good buildings that withstand earthquakes now, and you know, but you know, there's always going to be, can never get it perfect. And Aquarius is quite perfectionist also as well. Not in the Virgo sense, but idealized wise. Strong ideas. Tiffany's saying news, social structures, power to the people, bottom-up power versus top-down. I am Aquarius sun, and yep, we fixed. Yeah, you are. Very fixed. You know. You know, the idea of, you know, again, Aquarius being, you know, rebellion and revolutionary. That's for the sun. That's for sun in Aquarius. Doesn't mean that every planet in Aquarius is going to be rebellious. But the sun, yeah. Yeah, you need to get your astrology on par, man. Sign up to the courses. Anywho, let's go back to the chart. Need to finish off soon. Looking at the time. But yeah, we got this full moon on the 11th. That's next week. So watch out for that, guys. Charge your crystals, people. Get hold of your crystals. Get your crystals like these, and get your selenite, and get your amethyst, and get your clear quartz, and your moonstones, and ground them 3 days before the full moon. You'll be amazed of what kind of power you can get. So we've got the full moon. Then a few days later, like I said, 12th, 13th, well, starting from there, Mars is squaring Uranus anyway. It just becomes exact on the 14th of June. So Tiffany, you was asking, oh, talk about, well, you're in for a blast, Tiffany, since you want to know about the 14th. And so is Donald Trump. Yeah, let's see what happens there. Because we're going to be getting an exact Jupiter-Saturn square and an exact Mars-Uranus square also as well. What else can we be banking on? Venus will be plowing through Taurus, of course. And then what's going to happen here? So all the way from the 14th, then we're going to have the Saturn, Jupiter square Saturn. The Jupiter Saturn really is exact on the 15th of June. Yeah, 15th of June is where it becomes really exact. Then obviously Jupiter starts to pull away, so it starts to wane after that. But they're still squaring each other very much. On the 19th of June, Mars is going to move into the sign of Virgo on the 19th of June. And of course, on the 21st of June, the sun is going to move into the sign of Cancer. We're going to have the longest day of the year for us in the Northern Hemisphere. This is marked as the summer solstice, longest day and shortest night. Literally on the summer solstice, the moon is going to be in Taurus. Wonderful. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. And there's also going to be like a moon Venus conjunction on that day as well. I like that. That's quite good. But I would say starting from the summer solstice onwards, I think we're in for a good treat. I think we're in for a good summer. Because when we look at the chart of the summer solstice, moon is going to be exalted. Venus is in her own domicile. Jupiter's also going to be exalted. It's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff, right? We can't. The only thing, okay, Saturn's going to be, you know, is in its fall, but you can't have everything, right? Mars is going to be in Virgo at the time. Okay. He's triplicity ruler. So that's good. Can't complain too much. Mustn't grumble, as the British say. So that's going to be quite cool. So that'll be on the 21st. And then just to end, we're going to have a new moon in Cancer. It's going to be at 4 degrees of Cancer on the 25th of June. On the 25th of June, we're going to have a new moon in Cancer. That's going to be a powerful one. We know the moon rules Cancer. She's going to be at home. She's going to be in her favorite place. So, yeah, I like it. Bring it on. Tiffany saying the party is at the zoo. Which party are you talking about? Is that the same party that Karen is talking about? Because Karen's talking about a full moon party. Are you and Karen hooking up and going to the same party or something? Which party at the zoo are you talking about, Tiffany? She's saying, oh, that's conjunct my north node. Okay, cool stuff. That can drive you towards something. New moon in Cancer at 4 degrees of Cancer. So that will be on the 25th of June. So we can all watch out for that. So that should be a really good new moon. But essentially, no, my baby's first birthday. Oh, it's going to be at the zoo. Okay. See some animals. Oh, that's good. Karen is saying, trying to tame nature is a slippery slope. It is indeed. It surely is. I think trying to tame humanity is a slippery slope. But I'm going to leave the... So that's on the 25th. I'm going to leave the... the cosmic news there. However, we will have quite a lot of Cancerian energy in the month of June. So, yeah. Let's get back to business. So that is the cosmic news. Right. Where are we at? Competition time? Is it that time? I believe it's competition time. Yeah, it is. It's competition time. So last week I asked, for those of you, again, competition time, there's always £30 up for grabs, not much. I asked you a question, and and the first person who answers me the following Wednesday at midnight, GMT time, so I will ask a question, I'll pose a question in a moment, GMT time, gets to win £30. Last week's question was, what planet rules toys? What planet rules toys? And I'm guessing, I didn't get the barrage of answers that I normally get. I didn't get the barrage of answers that I normally get. This is a funny one. Oh God, what is wrong with you people, man? I tell you, you're all slacking. It's the first person who emails me the next following week at the question was, what planet rules toys? But only four people sent your answers in. And the first two, you were wrong. Olena, well, nice try. I like that one. Dear Israel, toys are ruled by Venus because they are made for pleasure. And the chat is like, oh, yeah. Incorrect. Banjo Joe, you came again. You see, all this ABC astrology stuff ain't cutting it. You stop doing this. The sun is connected with a house because it's connected with that sign. That's not astrology. Throw it in the bin. It's no good. It will get you nowhere. I promise you. This idea that, you know, Aries, first sign, first house, Mars, all that ABC astrology stuff. No, don't work. I see the logic you're trying to use there, though, Banji. I like it, but no. You can't go from John Gadbury and then come to that kind of astrology. But he said the sun rules astrology. I had a feeling that some people are going to say, yeah, sun, Leo, fifth house, play, yeah, toys. So it must be the sun. No, it is not the sun. It is not the sun. And then the two latecomers, one was seriously late, Christian, and you said it in your email as well. Yeah, I know exactly what to say, bro. What the hell's going on? You're slacking. Yeah, this is why you not need to sign up to our course. But you got the right answer, but you just weren't the first one in. The answer was delivered by Sura. You were late as well, actually. You were like 3 hours late. I don't know what's going on with you lot. The planet that rules toys is Mercury. Mercury rules toys. There's two winners, two losers. I asked a question, and the first person who inboxes me the following week, Wednesday at midnight UK time, so adjust your clocks. First person who inboxes me gets to have £30. Okay. What planet rules willow tree? What planet rules the willow tree? You know what willow is? Yeah, willow tree. Look it up. Willow. What planet rules willow tree? Okay, first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, gets £30. Next week, Wednesday. Look at that. People are already trying to answer the question. What's going on here? Or was that for the other question? Tiffany saying, my niece's name is Willow. You should get the answer then. Try and win £30 for your niece. Anyway, first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday. The email, for those of you who are listening to the recording, is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. The planet that rules Willow, the Willow Tree. Send it in and you will be the proud owner of £30. And yes, Christian, just like what you said, you guys need to brush up on your astrology. Your astrology is sloppy. And some of you are ex-students of mine. It's like, you see, that's what happens when you don't take exams. That shit's changing. That's why the new stuff, you guys are doing exams, you're doing competitions, you're doing tests, there's quizzes. They're available for you every week. Martina said, I knew it was Mercury. You did. You did. And you didn't enter. Why didn't you enter, Martina? Shout out to Core Crystals. Welcome to the show. Out of show, Alchemy says, I would say Mercury because you play with them in your hands. That's a very good point, and that's a very good yes. It's yeah, but you know, toys are mentally, you know what the purpose of toys are about. Yeah, you're meant to have fun with them. They're teaching you it's ways you learn. Toys are for learning. We've turned them into a playing thing. They're learning things. They belong to Mercury. Martina says, I wasn't online last week. Oh, okay. You already got the £30. But you don't need it. you can give it to me. People, I've been banging on about the astrology course. It's up on the way. Got a class tomorrow. Two live classes every week. Every Tuesday, every Thursday. Miss a class? Don't worry. Everything gets recorded. Plus, you've got your recordings anyway that you've got to go through as well. Reading material also available. Games. What did I say games? Quizzes. Mock tests. Quizzes. Also available. You have a lifetime access. I repeat, lifetime access, right? Once you've signed up, you get access anytime, anywhere. There's also an app, which is also on the way as well. So you'll also be able to have access also through the app when you sign up. However, you've got to have signed up before you can have access to the app, right? So some of you have been asking me, can you send me the app? No, you sign up first, then you get the app. Once you sign up, then you get the app. You get the link to get to download the app. So, it is what it is. Faye saying, why don't I never do the competition? I don't know. You asking me. Maybe you forget. Faye saying, oh, wow, that's what I thought at first. Yeah. It's Mercury. Mercury rules toys. Yeah, you play with them with the hands. I mean, that's a secondary thing, but it's stimulating. It's mental. Games are meant to stimulate. They're teaching you. They're teaching the child. Yeah, we give them to them. That's why they. If you ever see children pick up toys, they look at it and then they go like that and they try to figure them out and then they look at it. You know, yeah, they have got that pleasurable, you know, to it also as well. Yeah, but yeah, because you want teaching should be pleasurable, should be fun, right? Do sign up. Listen, the prices are going up and they're going up really high. Plus, there's a discount. So you really want to jump on that at the moment because it's going, I think it's going today. I swear to God, if not today, definitely tomorrow, it will be gone. Because it's my website people actually, which are, just taking their time on it. But I spoke to them this morning. They said either today or tomorrow. So that's going to be like the cutoff point. The prices is going to go up. Even though the discount still may be there, you're still going to end up paying more. So this is the cheapest that you're going to get it. You've probably got 24 hours. I advise you to think. If you're interested, drop me an email, sacredplanets@gmail.com. I'll send you over the info. Yeah, I'll send you over the info in terms of what to do and where to sign up. You can also pay by installments also as well. You don't get a discount if you pay by installments though, but you can pay by installments. But yeah, it's literally, you should be, there's no way. If you can find me a course, I'm putting this out there. You want to make some money? Find me a course that's doing what I'm doing and I'll give you the money back and I'll sign you up to my course for free. I repeat that again. Find me a course, right, anywhere in the world that is doing what I'm doing, that is giving what I'm doing, and I will give you the money of what my course costs and you sign up to my course for free. How about that? Yeah, 2 live classes every week. That's right. You get lifetime access. Ain't nobody doing it. Okay, it is what it is. Yeah, that's enough advertisement for that. So get on it because the prices are going to go up. Because I know what's going to happen. The prices are going to go up and then people are going to say, yeah, but can you? No, I can't. the business has been taken over by professionals. Yeah, I'm not being professional enough, apparently. Pros are going to be taking it over and it ain't going to... No. It ain't going to be that stuff that I've been giving you. No, ain't going to happen. So yeah, Tiffany saying makes sense. Gemini deals with play and is the early childhood phase. What, Gemini? Mercury, yeah. But yeah, Gemini, Mercury. I get what you're saying, Tiffany. It's ruled by Mercury anyways, isn't it? So yeah. Yeah, what else I was gonna say? Yeah, that's it. That's it, I think. That is enough about things. So get on, get signed up. Quick. What else I'm gonna say? Yeah, there's tarot card courses also as well coming up, the numerology courses also as well. I'm in the middle of one right now, so hopefully, you know. But in the next month or so, there's going to be new tarot card, intermediate level for those of you who've done beginners. So intermediate level, we're going to be jumping on that. So yeah, cool stuff. Al-Shalakumi, yes, they teach us. We grab them and we get creative and think outside of the box of how many different ways kids play with toys, especially. Yeah. And you speak to them from that. Yeah, that is true. Very tough. Personalities, great way to think critically and to sit with toys and play. Definitely. Shout out. Who's that? Nicola? I don't know what to pronounce. You know who I'm calling. Welcome to the show, although it's the end of the show. But welcome to the show. Listen, it's that time of the week. Tarot card of the week. Let's go to the tarot card of the week because we're about to finish the show. Yeah, this show shouldn't be this long. It should be an hour long, man. And let me take down this email address. So, gonna shuffle. You know me. Let's pick out the card for the week and let's see what is the tarot card of the week. And it's going to be in the middle. Let's give a cut what we got. 7 of Cups. Disillusionment. Disillusioned. 7 of Cups is what we've got this week. What is the meaning behind this card? What can we look out for the next 7 days? Well, the 7 of Cups indicates that we are likely going to be presented with many options. We're going to be disillusioned. We're going to be like, spot for choice. You know, ever been to a buffet and you've got all this food and you don't know which to pick? Yeah, something along that line. This card is indicating confusion, temptation. You know, we're going to be tempted. Do this, buy that, go there. Do be careful, okay? Have a bit more of a realistic, pragmatic approach. There is something that is a little bit idealized with this card. Not so much idealized, though, but more just kind of confusion. You know, it's the 7. 7s will bring about this kind of confusion. You see, things are not halfway in, but a lot of smoke mirrors, a lot of Hollywood, yeah, is what you're going to be presented with over the course of the next week. Not all that glitters is gold. That's the saying that I have for this card. I have sayings for each of the tarot cards. That is what I have for this card. Not all that glitters is gold. That is what the Seven of Cups essentially is about. So it's indicating that over the course of the next week, people, that we have to be a bit more pragmatic. We got to be a bit more earthy in our approach towards things, learn to question things, look at things, research things, look at things from a practical, pragmatic, realistic perspective, right? Not just going with things or doing things because it sounds nice or it looks nice. Yeah, that is what the Seven of Cups essentially is about. All about dealing with confusion. So yeah, Karen is saying, interested in tarot. Where is that class info? Oh, Karen, where is that class info? Don't you sign up to my newsletter? You should sign up to my newsletter. If you go on my website, www.sacredplanets.com, as you go on there, within like 3 seconds or so, you get a thing that will drop, and you just put your email in there and sign up to my newsletter, and you will get my newsletter. I send one out every month for the new astrology season, and then I also tend to maybe like in between that I'll send out another one with promotions, upcoming courses, workshops, all that kind of stuff. Also, if you follow me on social media, I'm not hard to find. Sacred Planets on Instagram, Sacred Planets on Facebook, or Israel Josie on Facebook, either one you'll find me. Sacred Planets on TikTok, not hard to find. LinkedIn, Sacred Planets, yeah. I'm always promoting on social media. I'm not hard to find at all. Not hard to find at all. So yeah. So the tarot, hopefully by the end of this month, I can get that on the road. I'm real busy. I've got appointments. I'm traveling quite a lot. I'm traveling to like 3 countries over the course of within the next month. Could you believe? So I do want to get it on the road. But you can sign up to my newsletter. If you just go to my website, like I said, it drops down, whether it's on the mobile or whatever, and you can just put in your email and you get the emails of things. But social media as well, you'll find me. You know, I'm not that difficult to get hold of, really. Well, I am, but you know, I am and I'm not. it is what it is. Listen, man, gone past 2 o'clock. I think my deadline is up.
To the Lunar Lounge.
You hear this?
I hear Maker.
That means that the show is coming or has come to an end. So I want to thank each and every single one of you for attending today. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your input, for your comments. I really, truly appreciate it. I will be back with you next week on Wednesday, same place, same time, giving you the update. People, go sign up to the course now. Like, you've got 24 hours and it's just going to shoot up. There's no other astrology course like it, I'm telling you. And I'm constantly adding more and more and more. Welcome. There's 3 modules, but get onto the first one. But other than that, people, I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Welcome.
Same place, same time. My name is Israel Josie. You've been tuned in, listening to the Lunar Lounge, and I am out. Have a blessed week, people.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Bahamakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.